Today, I would like to share a story with you. There was a little boy who walked home from school, and every day he had to walk past a house that had a dog. And when he would walk past that house, that dog would find a way to bust out the gate and chase him down the street. And this happened every day. And this little boy was terrified. So one day when he was walking home, he made up in his mind, he said, "You know what? If that dog comes out and start chasing me today, I'm going to find a stick and I'm going to beat that dog in the head." So as he's approaching the house, his heart is beating real fast. He's getting all nervous. And like clockwork, the dog busts out the gate and the little boy starts running like he always does. And as he's running, he sees a stick. So he stops and he picks up the stick and he turns around. And as the dog starts to approach him, he raises his hand to hit the dog with the stick. But then he notices the dog has no teeth. And so he stares at the dog and he's thinking to himself, "All this time, I've been scared of you. If I would have just faced my fears, I would have seen that you had no teeth and you couldn't harm me." I know you're thinking, "What are you talking about today, Teresa?" All I'm saying is that, what are you running from? What has you scared to step out, to start your business, to write the book, to travel, to start your non-for-profit, to go back to school, to love again? See, a lot of times when we actually face our fears, I don't know if you had this happen to you, you really see that it wasn't that scary after all, because we know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So today, stop running from your fears and speak to your fear. As scripture says, "Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him." Face your fears. Step out. Stop running and be strong and courageous, and do not be afraid. And do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that's your moment.